Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Today, we are talking to Dr. Tam. He is a chiropractor. He is my chiropractor. And today, he's joining us to talk about how to manage your ever-changing body. Dr. Tam, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jean. I'm excited to be here.
I know I just saw you literally last night, and I'm feeling so much better after my adjustment. Thank you.
Amazing. That's what I want to hear.
So I have been seeing Dr. How long have I been coming to see you? I think it must be a couple of years.
Minimum 3 or 4 years, I'd like to think. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while, so I want to go back and talk about my son. So this is sort of what got me thinking about this. I've been wanting Dr. Tam to come on now. You're always so busy that I'm always forgetting to book you in, but you're here now, and I'm so excited. So a few years back, my son Rolex was very sick, and he was in the hospital for a while, and he lost 30 pounds. And he's young. He's 15, so he would have been a lot younger then. And he's now grown so tall, which is another reason why, he does and comes and sees you every now and then. But he was kind of hunched over. He was all broken down. And I thought, wow, this kid's body's been through this much trauma, lost 30 pounds. I thought he needs to get adjusted. And of course, he started to see you. And then it really got me thinking about all the people in the group who I know they're trying to lose weight, but some people are losing a lot of weight, 10, 20, 30, 40, over 100 pounds. I'm thinking, what must that do to your body? And so many times people talk about losing weight, how it's beneficial and it takes the pressure off your joints, but there's got to be more to that. So first of all, before we get into that, what is a chiropractor for people who might not know?
Yeah, no, thanks again for having me, Gina. Yeah, so really simply put, right, a chiropractor is what we call a neuromusculoskeletal specialist, right? And so I'm a manual therapist. I work with my hands. I treat with my hands. So if you have the flu, don't come see me. I'm not that kind of doctor. But basically, I can deal with anything that's dealing with nerves, your muscles, or your skeletal system, meaning your bones and your joints. So essentially, if you have any problems on the outside of your body, like back pain, neck pain, headaches, which are kind of my specialty, I deal with that. And then including tennis elbow, knee pain, and kind of everything in between.
Okay, so I would assume if someone loses a lot of weight, considerable amount of weight, they would absolutely benefit from being adjusted, and just for the alignment sake of their body. How would someone know? Is this something that they would feel? Would they have to wait until they feel? I know you talk a lot about being proactive, not waiting till you have to fix them. But is there signs if someone is losing weight that they might kind of notice that they're just out of alignments, or they could come see you to, and what would you do for them? Someone who's lost a lot of weight and kind of feeling they need to help their body adjust to it. Cause we talk a lot about your body needing time to adjust to the weight that you've lost, internally, adjusting body temperature and metabolism and, blood flow and all those things. Well, what about when it comes to your actual physical body?
Yeah, that's a great question. Everything changes, right? When you've lost a ton of weight, especially when you're talking, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds, you basically have a new body, right? And so your body's taking time to adjust. It's taking time to get used to it. And you're spot on. Kudos to everybody who's busting their butt and working hard to lose the weight, because you're right. It does take a lot of pressure off your joints. You should feel way better. You should have way more mobility, energy, much more freedom in your day-to-day movement. But you're right. In that same breath, there's also a lot of challenges when you're getting used to your body, right? It's almost like learning to play a new sport, or say throwing a ball with your non-dominant hand. It gets really, really hard. And there's a lot of learning curves and challenges that come with that. And that's where I think I come in a lot, where, and I talk about building relationships a lot, where, we have a really open dynamic between you and I, Gina, and also with my other patients as well, where we can talk about anything that you're struggling with, right? Whether it's, I slept poorly last night, my back hurts, helping people lose too much weight, right? And through all of that, we dissect that and one, fix it, get you out of that pain state or any sort of dysfunction, and then two, give you some strategies at home to work on your own too.
Yeah, I love that. You're always giving me great tips. I'm thinking about someone who like hurts their leg or knee, and then as their knee is healing and then their gait starts to change and then their body's compensating. Is that similarly with weight loss? Like you talking about movements, you know, people talk about having to be able to move easier. What about moving differently? Like I know it's a beneficial thing losing the weight, but would moving differently affect your body? And would people need to learn how to compensate for that? I know that might be a bit of a weird question.
Yeah, no, that's not a weird question at all. And that happens every day, right? Like I think a lot of times when our bodies change, it takes our times for our body to adapt. And then consequently, however, our body works twice as hard actually. So when we're dealing with different stressors, right, our body has to work harder in order to adjust to it. When you work harder, unfortunately, you're putting more stresses on your body. Right. And when through putting more physical stresses through your body, what ends up happening is you could feel more bumps and bruises and more aches and pains, even though you do feel way better than you did 50 pounds ago. Right. And I think that's where when you are adjusting, it's always really, really good to have somebody, you know, provide an external help. Right. And rather than you just help yourself, that's you're obviously doing a great job. Right. But then also to get some outside help as well.
Yeah, because a lot of times people will also not only work hard to lose weight, but they'll also start exercising, they'll be more active.
Yeah, amazing.
Mm-hmm. You think is beneficial, but it also can be stressful on the body. Okay, so what happens when someone comes to you? Because that's what I love about our guests, is because some people think, well, I could maybe benefit from this or that, but they don't know. A lot of times they don't have access to people and experts to talk to them. So, you know, could someone book an appointment and just come talk to you about what, like how it would be beneficial to come see you? You know, like maybe they're having aches and pains and they're thinking, I should be feeling better and I'm feeling worse. Or, do you know, like what, how does that go down? I book an appointment with you. It was so long ago that I book an appointment with you. How do they find out about you, like in what you do? Like I feel like, you know, a lot of professionals just really aren't accessible in terms mm-hmm. of having the conversations of should I even come see you. Do you know, like it's like book a chiropractor, you need it, but like how do I know I need it? What if I'm thinking maybe I would, like, so how would that go down?
Yeah, and I think everyone can benefit from it, right? And one thing I always talk about is what we call like the wellness spectrum, right? Where on one end you have, we'll call it disease or dysfunction. So think sciatica, you know, can't get off the table type of pain, flaming headaches. And then the other side you have optimal, we'll call it LeBron James, we'll say on the other end, right? And regardless of where you sit on this spectrum of health, you can always get better, right? And that's where I come in, right? When you come in for an appointment, what we do is we do an initial exam and we check everything. Right. Mm-hmm. I check all the areas that maybe you have problems with. We talk about it. We talk about your problems, right? About what you're struggling with, where you're lacking mobility, where you're lacking movement. And then I also check some other places that I may suspect you also have some other issues. And then we talk and then we fix it. Right. And then we treat it. We make it better. But we essentially just we do a full body exam to figure out how do we make you better? Right. Whether it's just getting the flaming leg pain out of your leg or how do we turn you from a double A athlete to a triple A athlete, right? Everything in between we do.
Yeah, I love it. So I also was just, as you're talking a million things, because I go see you for so much, like, so I get migraines, I'm prone to that. So obviously, you know, whenever I'm missing you, my neck gets all out of joint. And then I have vertigo that pops up every now and then. And then I have my back, I seem to be throwing out, it feels like every 5 minutes. And then last night I talked to you because I realized whenever I'm on my phone, and I'm always on my phone because I'm always in the group working, and I'm in my car seat.
Always.
Weeks. As soon as I do this, my back just feels jammed. And so, you know, with your body changing and then having all these bad habits, like being on your phone or being hunched over at work, like, you know, we may not factor that in and we're not feeling so hot. I know when I'm out of alignment, my energy is not good. My mood isn't good. Like, you know, really, I can feel like the weight of the world on my shoulders sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm, so how would someone know how often to come? I mean, obviously this would be something that you would just, I go every week. It's my, you know, to me, it's like, I know if I don't go, I really notice it, you know, and would someone go out of need, like, you know, that they're feeling it or in, let's just say they're losing weight and they've lost a lot of weight. Would it just be good measure to go see someone like you just to kind of see where they're at?
100%, right? Like, and I kind of play, I wear two different hats, right, in the clinic, where if you've got a problem, right, if you got some knee pain, you got some back pain that's preventing you from, like you said, doing whatever you want and doing the exercise maybe that they're also accompanying with, you know, being in your program.
Yeah.
We treat that and we get you out of pain. That's step one. And then exactly what you're talking about is being proactive about it, right? Where, yeah. You know, I'm sure myself included, like we have life stresses on our bodies, right? Like I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a chiropractor, right? There's all these different things that, you know, play a role in and put stresses on our body. And yeah. And I always refer back to actually something that Malcolm Gladwell talks about, where he talks about willpower being finite, right? Like you can only have so much energy to put into effort into certain things. And when you're trying to lose the weight, I'm sure it's not easy, right? And so when it comes to that, it's you know, why not, you know, have somebody help you and take that off your plate?
Yeah.
Right. It's really hard to be a PhD doctor, save the world and you know, end world hunger, you know, and fix your back at the same time. Right. Yeah. Like, why not have somebody take that off your plate and essentially do it for you and take care of that. Right. So when you're losing a bunch of weight and you're working really hard and you're seeing the fruits of your labor. Right. Like you don't need more on your plate. Right. In order to try to take care of that stuff on your own. Right. Rather than to come see someone like myself or your local chiropractor to help. You know, help as an adjunct.
Yeah, I love, there's a comment here. I learned so much from my chiropractor. He's an essential part of my self-care regime. Like, yeah, I'm the same. And you talk to me about this all the time. Like, don't wait until you need something to be fixed. Like, come, be proactive. I am a super stressed person. And even though, and I love my job. I talk about this all the time. I love what I do. Every time I come, I walk in, he's like, how you doing? I'm like the same. I have a headache. I've got my shoulders are all hunched over. I'm like,
But you love it. And I can sense, I can hear the passion, right? When you're talking about helping people and all that, but that takes a toll, right? Just like how I'm sure everybody else, you know, if you're a busy mom or a busy dad or you're a busy police officer, whatever it is, right? Yeah. People are really passionate, but that takes a toll on your body, right? Yeah. And at some point you got to have that, you know, taken care of because, you know, it's hard to do on your own.
Yeah, or it could be something simple as shoveling snow. Snow hiking itself is making me think I need a chiro adjustment. Yeah, like walking on that, you know what I mean? A different, like the change of environment, you know, something new for your body, especially if you've lost weight and your body is actively changing and you're putting it under new stressful circumstances. How is, because I know you also do acupuncture, because I love a good acupuncture. But how is chiro different from a massage versus an acupuncture? Like, or with, I mean, obviously the three of them I know work really well together, but how is it different? Like, how do I know I've shoveled the snow and I, you know, or my body's changing and I got, you know, I feel a little off as it, whether I would need a massage or I would need an adjustment. What's the difference there?
Yeah, great question. I think we can kind of dissect that between massage and acupuncture, right? Where, you know, as a chiropractor, I think there's no secret. The adjustment is the gold standard when it comes to back pain. Right. The treatment of getting adjusted and I don't have to tell you this, Gina, but right. Like how good it feels, how instant the relief is. And the reason why it's so powerful is because an adjustment affects the nervous system. Right. It literally takes everything in our body that's overly stressed out, overly tight and is freaking out and it calms it down. It's instant. Right. Just like when you stick your finger in an electric socket and it zings you through the finger. Right. It's electric. Just as effective as an adjustment.
Yeah, because sometimes I've gone to you and I think like I have like I've done something and think it's a muscle and I need a massage and you're like, it's just the joint. The joint's inflamed. And then I get adjusted, how the frig is this gonna help me? It's gonna make it worse. And then it just like takes the pressure off the joint. Don't get me wrong, I love a good massage, but sometimes what we think, I think, and this is a mistake I've made in the past. What I think I need a massage for is what I actually need an adjustment for. I mean, I know they both go hand in hand, but
yeah, they go hand in hand, right? But I think, you know, and I always joke, but I say it, you know, very seriously, like I'm a fix it guy, right? Like you come to me to fix it. And if you've got any problem, whether it's, you know, you think it's tight, you think it's not doing, essentially, it's not doing what you want it to do. You can't turn your head the right way, right? We fix it. Right.
Yeah.
And on the opposite spectrum, right? Like when it comes to massage, there's a lot of good benefits like relaxation and zen and blood flow and things that maybe you don't get from a chiropractor, but you do get, you know, to de-stress and whatnot there. And I think that ties really well into acupuncture. Right. And acupuncture is amazing because, you know, it's been around Chinese medicine over 2000 years and it's a really, really good alternative because it incorporates a lot of things that maybe traditional medicine doesn't, right? Like it has a really good, a powerful effect on stress and sleep and regulating your hormones, in addition to also having a lot of the similar benefits, you know, to relax the muscles and to take care of the headaches as well. To contrast the three, I'd say 100%, if you have any pain in the back, in the neck, in the lower back, in the hips, anything spinal, you got to go see your chiropractor. Like there's no secret that the adjustment is king. Right. And then everything else is an adjunct after that.
So what's with this one? This is a member question. I'm noticing as I drop the weight that my hips and back are in a chronic state of discomfort, but not truly pain. Can a chiro help? And sure, this can be combined with other treatments like physio. Like what would that like? Is this because we get real in tune with ourselves with this program? People are very self-aware, very in tune. So I love the fact that they described it not as pain, but they're noticing a discomfort or a change, right? Is that like ding, 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 ding? This would be a great opportunity to like, maybe you should go and is this an alignment thing? Is this a body settling down after weight thing? My cat is so distracted right now. I'll just ignore her.
It's cute.
She's eating the fake cat. Right?
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it spot on there, right? It's one of your members dropping this question, spot on. This person has shown a lot of awareness to notice the small signs that your body is giving you. And I always say our bodies are intuitive, right? And a lot of times we're the dummies that don't listen to our body, and we ignore these signs before they get bigger and bigger and they turn into pain, right? So when we can describe it as discomfort or tightness, it just means that, you know, we're operating on maybe a C plus level, right? We're not an F, you know, things aren't flaming. It's not horrific, but you're definitely not in an A plus, right? And when you have these things of discomfort and whatnot, this is step one, right? To get them taken care of before they get worse. Because as they get worse, it's one, way harder to treat. And then two, I'm sure everybody's gone through this before, where when you are in pain, it makes it so much harder to then focus on other aspects of your life, like food and sleep and whatnot there, right? So when it's just mild, get it taken care of, right? Don't wait till it's flaming.
What about when it is pain? With carrying so much less weight, I thought my low back hips would be pain-free. Instead, I have tons of pain. Why would that be? Again, like being more in tune, would that like just kind of, you know, again, although it's a great thing, you're taking the pressure off, but could that also maybe not, I don't want to say worsen symptoms, but maybe bring them to light? Or like, would you have a, do you know why that would happen? I mean, obviously it's based on the individual, and you can't say for sure, but is that something?
Yeah, I think there's no argument there that taking the weight off should be way better for your spine and your joints and the rest of your body. But it does sound like that there's something bigger going on underlying, and more likely than not, most of our back pain is more so due to the physical stressors, right, that we put on our bodies. Like you talked about, like being in the car and looking down at your phone and answering 1,000 questions and emails a day. Right. Mm-hmm. Like it's a lot of times due to more than just how your body composition is, even though I'm sure it helps a ton. Right. Yeah. And so for this person, it might be a good idea to start to reflect on, you know, what are the physical things, and what are the physical things that, you know, we're really doing, like looking down at our phone too much. New parents can empathize with me on this one. Bathing your kids, it's the world's worst position. You're on your knees, you're hunched over the bathtub, you're not trying to get everything wet, right? You're trying not to get soaked. They think it's so funny to splash you. Right. But you're in this like horrendous position for your back for hopefully not longer than, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And it was up to my daughter forever. Yeah. Right. And so it does sound like there are some physical stressors that either one need to be eliminated if possible. But this is the unfortunate reality, I think, a lot of times is, and you and I included, Gina, where certain physical stressors we can't eliminate. Right. Yeah. Like we work off our phones, we work off technology. Maybe we have a desk job. Maybe we are an electrician by trade and we're always crooked on top of ladders with our arms over our head. Right. Mm-hmm. Some stresses, unfortunately, we can't eliminate. Right. And that's where I think somebody like myself comes in, where we treat it. Right. If we can eliminate it, obviously, if you could stop spraining your ankle, that would be great. But if you can't, and you know, your job is really physical or your life is really physical and putting those demands on your body, that's when, you know, I think it's time to ask for help, right? And that's when, you know, if you can't do it yourself, then you need to ask for help.
Or I was just thinking, like, if someone loses weight, they tend to be more physical. They can mm-hmm. move better. And perhaps if you had an underlying issue of some sort, and now you're being even more physical, you're putting more stress on your body. I'm just so worried she's going to hit a button. I'm not good with technology. So I know she's going to hit a button and then you'll be gone. We'll be gone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So can we talked about sleep, because some people were asking about sleep. Like, does our mattress matter? Does our you know, pillow matter? Does our sleep position matter? You know, like if I'm a stomach sleeper, do I need, you know, would that enable me to have to come in? You know what I mean? Like, I know you know my daughter, Lucina. She's always having issues with her back, and she's also a stomach sleeper.
She doesn't even
use a pillow. How does sleep factor in there?
Yeah. So we can kind of dissect mattresses and pillows kind of in twofold, where, you know, I always say, let's not overcomplicate things, right? Where, like, what is a pillow meant to do? A pillow is meant to fill the space between your head and the bed. That's all it's supposed to do. And so for those members who are watching on video, all you're trying to do is fill the space between, I'm not great with tech either, Gina, right here and your ear, right? Yeah. So if you are especially somebody who is losing a lot of weight and your body's changing, your shoulder width changes, right? And if as you get smaller and smaller, what you need is a smaller and smaller pillow. And the opposite is true. And if you're laying down in bed and you're thinking, I don't have enough, right? Like, you need a bigger pillow to support your shoulders, right? And so as you get narrower and narrower, right? Like the size of your pillow has to change in adjustment to that, right? Accordingly.
But mine is glowing. I mean, we've had sleep experts, we've had people, and not one person has ever mentioned the size of your body is changing. So the size of your pillow and the support that you need is changing. Or someone was talking about how they have a motion base for their mattress for back pain in their back. What's the best position? Like, I'm assuming that should change based on your body changing.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it, right? Like, again, let's not overcomplicate things, right? Where if the size of your body changes, you're like, you buy new clothes, do you not, right? Like, and so therefore you'll also need maybe a smaller pillow. For members who lose a lot of weight, I'm gonna assume, especially for ladies, you'll need a slightly firmer mattress. I wouldn't go crazy and get the, you know, sleep on a plank of wood. But as you lose the weight, you'll tend to like a firmer mattress, and the softer mattress might actually aggravate your back a little bit more.
Oh my goodness. Well, someone's talking about using a pregnancy pillow, which makes sense. When you're gaining the weight, you have that big belly, you're supporting yourself with your pillow. Do you know what I mean? Then you lose the weight. Like, oh my God, my mind is blown. Can we also talk about stress? Because, like, I think sleep leads into stress. Can we just talk about how, you're always talking to me about stress, because it does, I don't know, it's sort of your body, it absolutely affects my neck and shoulders. I know I'm on my phone, but on top of that, you can tell when I've had more stressful weeks than others. So
100%.
How does that factor in? Because we're always talking about stress and people and, you know, losing weight and cortisol levels and stuff. What about physically in the body?
Yeah. So when our stress is high, I mean, it's really, really well researched now in the last 20 years or so. We call it psychosomatic, right? So things that are stressful in our brain mentally, and this includes mental health as well there, where you can really see an accentuation of your current symptoms, right? So I always say stress does not cause new problems, right? Mm. What stress does is it accentuates what you already have. So if your neck is already a little stiff, you already stare at your phone a little bit too much, add in a stressful situation, stressful time at work, month end, whatnot, fiscal year, it really accentuates what you already have.
Yeah, because I'm on my phone. I've been on my phone for years. You've known me for years, and I can always sit in the car. I'm always in the car. I'm always on my thing. These last couple of weeks, when my stress levels have just been so crazy, I can't even like grab my phone, and it's like it's the stress. I can feel it. It's the stress on top of what I already always do. Right.
It makes everything worse. It makes everything worse. Right. And that's where, you know, my number one suggestion there is, if, you know, if it's part about erasing the stigma and talking to somebody about it. Right. There's never any harm or shame in getting help, in helping either talk to somebody, and it could be a professional, obviously, but even to a social outlet, right? A friend to vent to, a partner, your friendly neighborhood chiropractor who plays a right. I feel like I'm playing bartender sometimes, right? Where you know,
Dr. Tim, I walk in, how you doing? I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, just crack. Okay.
See, but it's so helpful to talk about it, right? Like, it's so helpful because then it takes the weight off your shoulders, and it takes some of the and it humanizes it too, right? Everybody has stress, right? Everybody deals with something different, right? So step one's got to be to talk about it. And then, you know, Gina, you and I talk about a lot, and it's, you know, call it stoicism, call it whatever you want, but it's controlling what you can control, right? Control the things that are within your grasp. And if there are stressful situations that you can't control, like the end of the end of the month, or a stressful time, something in the family, well, then let's just deviate our attention to things we can focus on. So the stress is really lighting up your headaches. It's making your neck really a lot worse. Then get it treated, get treatment. Right. That's okay. If we can't control the cause, then let's control the effect.
Yeah.
Because right? That's like, what we can make a difference.
Well, and you're very honest with me, and you're like, okay, so your stress levels are going higher. Like, you can, you know, exercise more, relieve stress, do all these things. But your reality is, if you're not going to do those, then you need to come up with a plan with what you are going to do. And that's why you need to continue to come, or come, maybe bump up the times that you're coming, or add in a massage with some if you're not going to do those things that you're doing, you have to do something, because you were aware. We know what's going on. So we can't all of a sudden be broken down and be like, oh, what's wrong with me? Like, you know what's wrong with you. I want to talk about, because I'm mindful of our time, dehydration. Here's a member question. Since starting Gina, I realize I have been dehydrated my entire life. Could dehydration have continued? I don't know if it's contributed to my herniated disc issues or resulting in pain. Because I'm thinking, you know, every time I have an adjustment with you or go see a massage, like, make sure you drink some water, make sure you go for some walk. How does dehydration, like, can you tell? Like, I know you can tell, because when I'm dehydrated, my neck is all like, you know, like my body is stiff and I'm tense. And my goal every week is to get hydrated before I see you, and I fail at it every time.
Perfect.
How is dehydration factoring into our bodies and how they move and taking care of them?
Yeah, I mean, our bodies are made out of mostly water. And so when you think about it, when you've lessened your body's essential lubricating system, right, everything feels stiffer, everything feels tighter, everything's a little bit more clunky, right? And especially when it comes to back pain, and I'll generalize this more so to back pain rather than just disc pain, right? There's no secret. The more hydrated you are, the easier your body moves. And then consequently, it takes the pressure off all of your spinal joints and allows you to be more free. And then hopefully with that is you're in less pain and you're less rugged, right? 100% dehydration plays a huge, huge, huge role in worsening our symptoms.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I knew that. But when you say it so simply, like, it's just
our bodies are water.
We're all right? our cells are shriveling up. Obviously, that's affecting mobility. It's affecting our movement. It's affecting our, you know what I mean? Affecting our whole body. I just saw this comment, and it wasn't on my notes. Is that, what is it that causes the hump on the back of your lower neck? I thought it was being overweight, always looking down the phone when I walk and say, this, I need to know this, because sometimes I feel like you see the people and they're old and they're walking and they got that big hump. Sometimes I feel like that's going to be me. Even Tony's got a bit of a,
Tony's
got a bit of a hump neck.
Tony's getting thrown under the bus here.
He is, but I know he's listening, and I know this isn't the first time we've talked about this, but he's always hunched. Like, when he used to work at Amazon, he'd be hunched over a computer all day. Like, where is that? How do we stop that from happening? Because I feel like I'm headed in that direction.
Yeah, and again, right? Like this, the our bodies are really simple in that if we can set our bodies up in good alignment and in good posture, very naturally that hump goes away, right? And I mean, I saw you yesterday, Gina. So I mean, you feel this now, where if you just sit your shoulders back and your head back a little bit,
that's what I was doing.
That hump goes away. Yeah. And but here's the tricky part, right? And this is the realistic part of things is if you can't get into that position, right? And if I said to you, Gina, roll your shoulders back, and you're like, I can't. Right.
Yeah.
That's when we need the help. Right. And that's when when that hump really feels accentuated or bigger, it's because you can't get into that position, even if you wanted to. Right.
Yeah.
And I think this is where, you know, the misconception of posture being a choice. Right. And I talk about this all the time, where posture isn't choice. Right. Posture is the way your body naturally carries itself. The tone of the body dictates your posture. So if you're always hunched over on your phone, always leaning forward, but you don't do anything to correct that, well, then your body's just going to want to continue to snail, turtle up in that position, right?
Yeah, I want to talk about exercise, because I think so many people think, well, I'm just going to exercise and that'll fix everything. But then you're just a lot of times, and if people watch my exercise videos, such a stickler for technique, because if you're exercising with like this, and then you do all your exercises around improper alignment, like that's not really helping. This is where you kind of need to get it adjusted. And then add in the exercise to kind of support and build the muscles in around proper alignment. I'm assuming you would agree with that.
100%. You got my full support there, just because the problem is, you know, a lot of our exercises that we do, even though they're great and they're really effective and helpful, they work in the ideal, right? And so if your body is perfect, great, exactly that, you know, we'll call it that, that hunched over position that you were just showing us, Gina, right? Like that's great and really effective. If you can get into that position, and that's a big capital I, capital F, right? And if you can't get into that position, then maybe you're setting yourself up for failure, right? And maybe you think you're doing well and you think you're putting in a lot of effort. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of effort is being put in. But the problem is then if you can't actually perform the exercise properly due to any sort of dysfunction or anything holding you back, then maybe you're doing yourself more disservice than good, despite being really gung-ho after having lost all that weight and trying to be more active.
Yeah. You want to make sure you're doing you want to make sure your body's good. You've got to work so hard to make all these changes. And I think this comes into sustaining and supporting your new body and the changes that you've made. And, you know, going to see someone like yourself just to make sure like your base is good, like you're solid, you know what I mean? Kind of where you're at, with you're getting to know your new body and getting insight. I know we are out of time. There's a couple of things I want to talk about: seasonal change and barometric pressure. Do you find that has an impact on people's headaches? And what about their aches and pains in their bodies? Do you believe in that? Like you feel it in your knee, you feel it in your back. Like, do you believe in that?
Yeah, tons, right? And when we look back at, you know, what our body is made out of, all of our barometric pressures in our bodies, all the receptors, all the sensors are inside our joints, right? Mm-hmm. So when you know, it's not a wives' tale when, you know, people say, I can feel the rain's coming, I know it's in my knees. It's true, because we sense, that's how we sense pressure changes, right? Whether you're going from different climates, seasonal changes and whatnot. The problem is that, you know, we can't change anything about it, right? Like, especially where we are, Gina, it's cold. It was cold today. You know, I drove in the office and, you know, sub-zero. Right. So if we can't change the pressure and the pressure is really accentuating our symptoms, then we treat the root cause. Right. And we fix the actual problem rather than worry about the pressure, which is, you know, it is what it is. Right.
Yeah. I know I probably should have asked this first, but I do want to ask this question because I think a lot of people are old school. They don't necessarily believe in a chiropractor or acupuncture or any of those things, but you know, there's a lot of science behind it, I think, at this point, you know, because I'm an old school, I've been around long enough, I've heard all the things, I'm old school. Like, what would you say to that? What would you say to that, sort of how they fit into someone's healthcare? Because you're always, again, I want to circle back around to this, talking about being proactive with my health and managing it rather than waiting to fix it. And how does chiro and how does acupuncture or even Michelle's, how do they fit in to, you know, people today managing their health outside of going to see their doctor?
Yeah. And I think, you know, maybe if, you know, we had this conversation 30 years ago or 50 years ago, yeah, you'd have some merit there. But, you know, in today's 2022, tons of science, tons of research, and yeah, even as simple as Google, I know I don't encourage Googling things, but Harvard Medicine comes out with something. Yeah, fair. You know, Harvard comes out with what they call best practice guidelines every few years. and chiropractic care, adjustments, acupuncture, they're at the top of the list. Right. And yeah. and because it's not overly accessible, the research to the general population, sometimes a lot of times it's still misconstrued, especially from that old school mentality of yeah, no, it's mumbo jumbo. Right. But I think in today's day and age, I think we're seeing there's a lot of merit to not just pop in the Tylenol. Right. And yeah. when we talk about being proactive with your health and how it fits in, I always use my Ferrari analogy. Right. If you to drive a Ferrari, you better put in premium gas. That's all it is. Yeah. And I think a lot of us run our bodies really hard, myself included, 100% yourself, Gina, right? Because yeah. I see it. And if we want to run our bodies really hard, no problem, right? I run my body really hard. We just have to take care of it, right? Yes. And if you don't want to do the oil changes and you don't want to put in the premium gas, then sorry, yeah. the reality is you don't get to drive a Ferrari. And that's okay too. But the reality mm-hmm. of the matter is if you're walking around bum because you have 1,001 things on your plate, well, it's probably a good idea to put in premium gas and take care of the car, right? And when it comes to being proactive, you know, everybody can be better, right? And this is where, I speak a lot in analogies, right? I always use the wallet analogy, right? You have $100 in your wallet and $100 means you're in pain free. And if you're broke and you're in debt, you're now in pain. Well, wouldn't you want to walk around always with $100, right? Because if you always walk around with $100 in your wallet, even if you spend $50, you still got 50 in the tank. Not that bad, right? That's where being proactive comes in, right? Versus if you always walk around with $10 in your wallet and then you've got a $50 expense, ooh, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? And this is the argument.
Or whether you're driving that hybrid and your battery's low, right? Yeah, we see that a lot too, where they see the low battery on the person. So, you know, mm-hmm. if you're, I love that when you're running yourself ragged, right? That's that old running yourself ragged, stress levels through the roof, not taking time, not prioritizing yourself, not taking care of yourself. And that happens to me sometimes because this is something's got to give and I have to manage all these things. So then at my expense, but then I need to recognize that and do something about it to help myself keep functioning at the level that I need to keep functioning at, or I'm going to get smushed. Under all of it. And so thank goodness for you. I am absolutely out of time. I know. So here in Ontario, we can actually, it's covered with benefits. I know we do benefits for our team and under benefits is chiropractic care. You know, that should be available for most people. Hopefully it should be available to everybody. But if someone wanted to reach you, we're going to add your, it's worth the investment, even if it's not, but we're going to add your, all your information above to this actual video and post. But if people are for example are listening over on our podcast, which many people do, how would they find you? Are you on Instagram? Are you socials? Do you want to give out your work? Like, can people just Google you?
Yeah, I mean, you can do all of that. I mean, especially on that's okay. I always make time. I'm on social media. I can't say I'm as good at it as you are, Gina, but you can find me at Dr. Tam Chiro on Instagram or Facebook, DrTamChiro. And just shoot me a message and I'm happy to help and I'm happy to give some feedback or maybe just some guidance on you know, whether you need care or where to go. And then if you're in York region where we are in Toronto, you can find me at the Wellness Group in Aurora.
Yeah. Awesome. Amazing. Yeah, and then maybe I'll see you there someday. Maybe we'll cross paths.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for coming. I will see you. I'll see you next week for sure.
Thanks so much for having me on, Gina.
Thank you so much. Thanks everyone for watching. Remember, this is available over on our podcast, Weigh In with Gina. If you want to watch it again, it'll also be stored in the guides. Thanks so much, Dr. Tom. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Gina.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.